Alright, and welcome to Vice Squad, episode 22. I'm your host, Moonstorm.
I'm Luna Muff.
I'm Hiro.
And I'm Rollwatt.
Today we got Roa on as a new person, and why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
He's not new.
Roa. Sorry, nerd joke.
Alright.
Yeah, go on. New.
But I'm not new. I've been on three of them already.
Oh, yeah.
You're not new, and Cerno isn't strong. Let's move on.
She's the strongest.
She is the strongest.
Alright, and today is the strongest day, so there's probably
today is the strongest day. For the next Elmteen, however many, wherever it is in your time zone, if it's still the 9th of September, it is the strongest day.
Alright, we'll explain that later, though. So.
That will be later in today's episode.
Fun. But the legend of the Headless Gundam, no, it's being taken down. It can only last so long.
Goodbye, old friend.
Why can't it last forever?
Because all good things must end.
Now all that's playing into my head is that, Hulk, piano music.
What?
I don't know, is there some...
Yeah, at the end of the show, at the end of the TV show.
Yeah, at the end of the TV show, yeah. Walking away music.
What? I never saw that. Okay, I need to look into that.
TV show?
No.
A lot of shows use that for, like Family Guy did, several times.
Oh, jeez. Family Guy makes fun of anything that's even remotely possibly funny, even if it's not.
Yeah,
but other people, I don't know.
The thing with this giant robot is Korea now wants to build a giant robot that supposedly is going to be bigger than what the Statue of Liberty. They said
it's going to be twice the height of the Statue of Liberty. It's 111 meters, which is totally stupid.
Well, yeah, that is kind of stupid. I mean, they can build a giant robot, but why make it that damn big?
Just to show off their E-Pain, but I mean, that's all it is. Come on, for gosh sake, the thing is a knockoff of Mazinger. But, Mazinkaiser, if you want to be, Mazinger Z, apparently, whatever. Anyways, I think it's just, realistically, I don't see them completing it. That is too big. You're basically building literally a skyscraper at that point that is nothing more than a hollow husk. You have to worry about the wind blowing it over at that level. Reinforcement is going to be insane, and how much it's going to cost that theme park to build something that doesn't even move. They're not going to recoup the cost, so they're not going to really go through with it. They just wanted to do this to make headlines. That's my take on it.
So, I give them about 33.3% chance of actually doing this.
No, I don't even think they're going to really even start building it, or they will be like, oops, you gotta scale it down. Oh, hey.
Either they'll scale it down, or they won't do it at all. I think it's going to die in the planning stages, most likely, because if they scale it down, of course, you're gonna be like, anyway. And on the topic of giant robots,
we've got a giant robot water dragon thing, whatever the hell it is.
To fight the giant robot baby. Both of them spew fire.
Yeah. It's got that Godzilla feel to it.
It looks like a kaiju.
It's a water dragon.
And it spits fire, too.
So. Hey, what do you know? Nessie's robotic counterpart was found in Japan, apparently.
So the question is, what should America do on the term of giant robots?
Just a mech warrior. Something with a lot of ass guns on it.
Yeah, we need to make a Mad Cat Mark II. We're all over that. Just
give it some big-ass rockets and just, shoot fireworks out of there.
Or take something that's from another country, like we usually do, and make it Americanized. Like, for example, we would build something, I don't know, from Armored Core, and stick more guns on it than necessary.
And then paint it the color of the American flag.
Yeah, yes. Probably not even that. It would just be, like, gunmetal. The entire thing, gunmetal. And belch black smoke as it walks.
Just go and make the Statue of Liberty, you know. Just give go and make that.
Give the Statue of Liberty a minigun? That would be pretty awesome.
Dude, that would be so badass. And have a sword. Fire sword out of it, the torch. I mean, come on.
That. Oh my gosh, that's brilliant.
Have it where, like, her dress is, like, all torn up. It's, like, showing one breast or something.
Hey, come on. This isn't... What? This isn't friggin' Queen's Blade. We're a little bit more fashionable than that.
Okay, then at least drop the shirt down a little.
But, come like, dude, battle...
She's
like,
wearing a toga. It's already down far enough.
Sure.
I guess so.
In any case, it was given to us by the French. What do you expect? Anyway. Ponyo is...
Next topic is Ponyo still making some bank in the U.S. I saw this recently on Monday because our little theater here in Stillwater finally got it in. Took
it
them long
seems
enough.
Weird. I've never been a fan of Miyazaki films to this degree, honestly. I think they're good, don't get me wrong. I just don't like them because they're way too weird for my taste.
Just seeing anime in the theaters, though, that's always
yeah, cool. That's always cool, but this is such a very, very different thing from any shows I watch, so that's part of the reason for me that I've never really cared for it. Princess Mononoke was probably the closest one.
Yeah, well, Princess Mononoke started me on my anime trek, so I really like Miyazaki films.
Spirited Away was way too weird for me. I watched it all the way through twice, and I still think that it was just... What?
I do like Ponyo better than Spirited Away, though, but Princess Mononoke is
I take that back. There is one other. The silly one that everyone knows, Totoro. I love that movie. It is like the greatest achievement ever in anime culture. Mm. It's just this silly fun time of these two people going out and playing with this giant awesome raccoon guy.
See, that's the one film I haven't seen of his yet.
Oh, you need to see it. I mean, there's no plot, there's no danger, there's no real anything bad going on. It's just, hey, these kids go and play with this awesome squirrel
raccoon. Well, it's on my Netflix, so it's coming, so it's just a matter of time.
Yeah, I love it. It's the most plotless thing I've ever seen and still loved it.
Of all his films, though, I would have to say one of the reasons I like Miyazaki films is there is always so much crap going on the screen. Like, even if you look at the article, that first picture, there's them with their face in the water. There's a squid. There's a school of fish. There's just some crab crazy.
You mean that they're all moving?
There's always so much things on the screen. It's, like, surprising. It's, like,
well, if you want to compare the budget of a Miyazaki film to that of just about any other anime movie you've possibly heard of, well, for the amount of money more he's getting paid to produce these, you'd sort of expect to get something really nice out of it.
Yeah, but we're going to go ahead and move on to the, what is it, Kobe Awards?
Yeah.
And all we can really say is Eden of the East won television awards. Wall-E actually won the Theatrical Film Awards, which I really like Wall-E, so okay.
Sorry, I can't comment because I don't know much about the Kobe Awards.
Yeah.
But
it's crazy, the theme song award went to Keon's ending theme.
That's not crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty...
It's one of the first Annie songs in a long while since I think Macross that topped the Oricon charts, which are the equivalent of Japan's like top 40 list. I mean, that takes a lot of nerds spending ridiculous amounts of money on the single to do that.
It's a lot of bet money, but I mean, that's a mention as well.
I mean, Senkaku had pictures of guys who bought like 15 copies. I don't know why.
Why would you buy 15 copies?
Just
so you can put it in 15 CD players and play it all at once.
No, you can't open them. You can't open any of them.
No, you only open one for yourself, and the rest are archival. But
for what? The apocalypse?
I don't know. Ask Konata.
Well, What happens is they play it so much it burns out that CD. They throw that one away and they put in another one.
You'd be surprised. CDs are incredibly robust, but
yeah. All right, we're gonna go ahead and did anybody read this next article?
The Giving Away manga.
Yep.
Yeah. This guy is the guy that wrote the gigantic manga encyclopedia. No, he wrote the complete guide to manga. Basically a sort of manga taste testing of sorts.
And he keeps writing it also.
He keeps expanding it. And it is insane. It covers just... Yeah, I don't think there's another person that can match him in terms of knowledge of series of
manga. But here's the awesome thing. He has so much manga, he can't, like, live in his house.
Well, he can, it's just he wants to give it away to make a lot more room.
So, help me say this right. What's the website's name?
Subudu?
Subudu?
Subudu.
Subudu. Go to this site, sign up its thing, whatever, and you can possibly win up to 10 mega.
Yeah, I was
give away to you.
I was impressed because after reading the interview with him here on the site, he mentioned some of the things he was happy to get rid of series-wise. He mentioned like a lot of ADV canceled titles. I had no idea that ADV ever brought over the Two Heart manga.
Crazy.
I looked it up. I was like, wait, what? There was a Two Heart manga? Huh?
Here's the thing. It's funny that he's literally has so much manga. He's using some of it as furniture. Like he's lifting his bed with it. He has it in cabinets and whatnot. So I'll be glad to help him out. I'll take his manga. And I'll buy his book too. So
here I am. I'm just buying more. I don't really care.
I must confess though, at a first glance, I definitely saw Jack Thompson to give away all that manga. I was like, wait, what?
Sure.
Jack Thompson only gives away pain.
Yes.
Alright, yeah. Our next article is the live action Akira gets a script writers.
Oh boy.
So maybe this is actually going to be real. Of course, it's got to have a script written, and then somebody has to read the script and go, yeah, I'll direct this.
Oh, who was it that supposedly signed on? The same DiCaprio. People that did, No. The same guy for the script writing. I thought there was, like, some studio. It was the same guys who did, I'm trying to remember what other big films.
Iron Man.
Oh, that's what it was. Iron Man. Yeah.
Okay, this could come out all right, man.
Yeah, so long as you do something stupid at the end like they did at the Iron Man where they did the Avengers thing at the end. I'm sorry.
Well, that's because somebody was like, if we do this, then we can get signed on for Avengers.
Let's do a sequel! Yeah!
No, I don't think they're going to do a sequel. They want to do the Avengers. There's going to be an Avengers
It's a
movie.
Sequel.
At least I hope there is.
Well, there's going to be an Iron Man 2, and then there's going to be the Avengers. Two different movies.
Oh, cool. I like that as long as they don't
Which,
cross
not
over.
To get too comic vicey here, but I do like the Avengers better than I do the Justice League.
I like Iron Man because it's basically the concept of a guy wearing a Gundam.
I just like Iron Man because...
Or if you've ever seen...
Hell, Appleseed. I like Iron Man.
If you've ever seen Appleseed, he's basically wearing a landmate. That flies.
Awesome. So, I guess this is really happening, the live action Akira.
Well,
they still got to go through a lot before it's even approved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Neo Manhattan or whatever.
Sure.
I hope they keep it in Neo Tokyo. I really do.
No, it's going to apparently. Yeah, Why? It is set in Neo Manhattan instead of Neo Tokyo.
Why?
Okay. As long as they have the giant blob at the end, I will be happy.
These are not the strongest scriptwriters. No.
I just want the giant ugly blob at the end. Just give me the giant ugly blob, and I'll be happy.
That was disturbing. You can actually buy that at Blu-ray at Best Buy now.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. I have to say, watching the giant blob in 1080p is pretty amusing.
Huh. But I'll need something that plays Blu-ray.
Buy a
PlayStation. And get a TV that's 1080p.
Going down in price.
And I'll need to get a TV that gets 1080p.
Do you have a separate computer monitor?
I do have a computer monitor, so yeah.
Does it take DVI?
Yep.
Oh, hey.
Well, you can buy HDMI to DVI adapters, and then bang, you're set to go.
All right.
Sounds There's like a bunch of other complicated tech. Well, I'll talk about that later.
No, I can figure it out.
Well, look up HDCP, and then, yeah, anyway.
All right, and I think we're going on our next topic. Anybody else want to take this one?
Kanagi Mangaka wants to take a rest for a year. I don't know entirely all the details. I recall that a while back during the whole, maybe some of you recall, one of the latter chapters that was released a long while ago now, that had revealed that Kanagi herself apparently had a boyfriend before him, a main character, or whatever, at some point, and so all of a sudden all the nerds went into a giant friggin' rage for whatever dumb reason.
I don't know why, but...
Saying, oh no, she's not pure, whatever the crap anymore, that dumb kind of...
She's used goods.
Yeah, in any case... That's basically, some people got so pissed off they posted like pictures of the ripped up copies of the manga and whatnot.
I remember that. That was really.
She
really
got
kind of
depressed, supposedly. Either that or she used that as an excuse to get off for a while.
I thought that was actually all just kind of coincidental, and she actually was pretty sick.
Okay, I don't know how. See, that's the thing. I don't know which case it was. I never bothered to look into it, but that's what I heard. In any case, regardless of the reason, she took a time off around that time. For, I think it was about 6 months or so. I'm not sure. And I think she released maybe like one or two chapters since or something. I don't know. But she's going on another break again to get ideas and stuff. I don't know.
Maybe
I wish
she
I got
to put herself into a corner.
Yeah.
Like,
I never really understood the huge allure with Kaneki anyway. And I especially don't understand the diehard fans. Nothing against you guys that like it over here. Most of you guys are fine. But after reading into some of these guys that, like, hate Clannad with a passion because of the fact it rivals Kanagi for popularity, I don't understand these people.
Yeah. And I never got why they didn't like her for not being pure. I'm like, so what? She's, like, she's supposedly a goddess, so she's thousands of years old.
It's, I guess, less Moe or something.
Yeah. It's one of those weird fetish things that I don't care to bother to find out. Anyway.
Speaking of weird fetish things.
Moving on to Saimoe.
Okay.
What do you know? Something I sadly specialize in.
All right. We got a catch up here with several people. And,
oh, yes.
There's some obvious winners like Nagi.
Yeah. Well, actually, that kind of... It may be obvious, but it kind of ticks me off that she beat out Zange.
Yeah.
Or Zange, whatever you want to pronounce. Zange.
All I want to say, though, is, yay, Myung won.
Oh,
yeah.
Tomizaki.
I have no clue how the hell she beat Rena.
Yeah.
She beat Crazy Hatchet Girl Rena.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Myung is nicer and less murdery.
Are you kidding?
Well, it's
no.
It could be Sean, which killed everybody twice.
Let's not go to spoilers. Let's not go to spoilers.
Oh, yeah, seriously. Yeah. And actually, you have the names backwards, I think. But I don't know. I just call him Shmion because this is safe. Shmion. But in any case, you're comparing Rena. The whole, I want to take you home with me.
She is going to take you
person
home with
me. Against Myon.
Yeah, take you home and cut you up in the refrigerator.
No, you have not seen her in her Moe mode.
Yeah, I have. I've watched
it
very
well, anyway.
I'm kind of actually pissed off that Surya lost, but in the same bracket.
That who lost?
Surya from Haruhi.
Ah.
Oh, it's Surya.
Thank
you. She's a background character.
Oh, but she's awesome.
Yeah, well, so is Satsuki, and she still never got a route in Tsukihime, but that doesn't matter. Let's see here.
Say though, I would be surprised if Myon ever goes head to head with Rika. I'm pretty sure we all know who's going to win that.
Rika.
Yeah.
Saki's continuing. Saki characters continue to dominate. The faction is incredibly strong for reasons I never really found out because I stopped watching two episodes in.
It also seems that Strike Witch's characters also seem to win a lot.
Well, they've always done good. That's not something that's more like generic. I mean, that's. I don't know, that's like, Nanoha, or Clannad, or anything by KyoAni.
And it's weird, because I've never even seen Strike Witch, just because it sounded so bad.
It is. they fight space invaders that look like space invaders. In any case, we're not going off topic there. That's a long debate. But
so, Moe is...
Oh, yay. And in today's, or... Yes, in the Strongest Days battle. The Strongest
it is
character.
The strongest.
Yes, the Strongest character won. Kill. Yes, killable. I'm happy. Because if she lost, I would stop following this altogether from now. Because that meant that there was no justice in the world anymore. In any case.
And what's today's matchup?
Tomorrow's battle, voting battle, is for 9-10. There is another Saki character versus Megumi Kamigaki versus Konad's Kotomi Ichinose. You know, the quiet, shy-ish, nerdy one who with the blue hair.
They can't play the violin.
Yes, the weapon of mass destruction, violin. And
dear God, it's
another
awful.
Saki character, Saki's Momoko Toyoku. If I knew who those characters were, I'd be able to give a better analysis, but I really don't know what the odds are, because two Saki characters against Clannad, that's a pretty tight battle.
I'm going to go with Clannad, basing on the Saki characters will split the vote and ruin it.
Don't underestimate the factions. They're very, very... excellent at
work. I'd say also that Kotomi probably doesn't have the strongest following of all
she
of the
She doesn't have the strongest of the following. That's so. The thing. So my bet is more so on either one of the Saki ones.
Yeah.
Up there, so.
How about the other bracket, though?
Mizuki Hayama from F against Clannad's Sanai Furukawa and Higurashi's Hanyu.
Hanyu. You were in the bad part of the series.
Sanai is not a very... She's one of the characters that sadly never really does well in Saimoe, even though she's from Clannad, because she's one of the older characters.
She's still and awesome.
I like the route, but that's a different story. Mizuki is, well, she's from F. That's all I need to know. So chances are, I'd bet Hanyu.
Hanyu, yay!
And then jumping back even further, Ace will be happy about this. Fuko won her battle. No real surprise.
I actually like that character. This is probably the only character I'd like off Clannad.
You like Fuko?
Well, she pops out of like random...
Starfish
like,
Dozel!
I have a starfish! And people are like, what the hell's going on?
She's like the retard kid of the school.
I like that, though.
She's not...
She's so plain stupid or just...
She's not Ed Single D stupid funny. She's just,
I'm glad I just didn't watch it.
I'm just glad that Tomoya made fun of her at every possible moment, like sticking a juice straw up her nose and stuff.
But that makes it even better.
That's the only redeeming quality she has is the fact that she's a funny target.
Wait, for you Tomoya. Find that a redeeming quality, and yet you don't find a redeeming quality? Later on, Joshi pops up randomly and goes, I got a starfish. And people go, what? And, like, breaks their, like...
Because by then it had been overdone.
Crap.
Because it had been overdone. You mean one of the... Well, I don't want to spoil anything. Anyway. And another Strike Witch one. No surprise.
All right, but this time it's a Strike Witch's game, so there's going to be a shmup on a Strike Witch's.
Oh, you're talking about the next article. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Next article.
I hope there's multiplayer, just so I can get the enjoyment of shooting the crap out of them. Because I already own the 360, so chances are I'm going to be forced to get it anyway.
Well, you better get it quick, because is it going to be a disc game or is it going to be a download?
I don't know. It doesn't really matter either way, because 360 games don't sell like hotcakes in Japan, even if it's Strike Witches. I have a copy of Idolmaster if that says anything. If it sells well enough to make platinum hits, they'll have like multiple prints anyway.
You got Idolmasters? Really?
That's right. You may not have followed that, but yes, I own a Japanese Xbox 360, and yes, I own Idolmaster. Both.
Even if I had a Japanese 360, I'm not sure if I'd even...
It is a legitimately fun game. It is a legitimately fun game. I can't explain why. It's just stupid, silly fun, and all the songs are ridiculously catchy.
Now I wish I could just go over there and play it just to see if it's true.
My roommate last year, I managed to get... Go My Way, stuck in his head to the point that he willingly put it on his Xbox 360 as one of his music album things. And it's really, really amusing playing Halo 3 and Go My Way comes on in the playoffs.
Wow.
Yeah, and he legitimately likes it, and it was quite amusing. But, yeah.
All right. But look forward to that if you like your Strike Witches and you have an Xbox 360.
Yep.
So
I think you're going to need a Japanese one because 360 is region locked. So
it's probably not going to come out over here.
Unless you have a modded one. So if you're one of the five people that has a modded one or import, then you're fine. Anyway, Tatsunoko versus Capcom. The next reiteration, whatever, is going to have Tekken Man. Okay, any of you guys besides me know what Tekken Man is?
Hells no.
My friend bought it.
Oh.
And
about it. Yeah, it's a really, really, really old robot show. That's about all you really need to say. It's quite incredibly cheesy. It's one of those so bad it's good kind of shows.
But this is one of the six new characters that are coming.
Or at least the original
coming.
Was. I don't know if Blade is a sequel or what, in any case. Yeah, all right.
Tekken Man and Tekken Man Blade. So apparently two different roster spots are filled.
Yeah. Let's see here. The next one
sounds awesome.
Is the Okami DS game. Yes. So if you love Okami, there's a DS game for you.
And so, yay! Cool.
I don't have a DS.
I don't talk about it.
I'm sorry, I had a cough there.
I have a PSP. I'm already set.
But you can't play this Okami then.
Oh, where I've got Fate Unlimited codes.
All right. So our last bit of news is always figures, and we only got one for this week.
Yeah, and that's Luis from Xenoblade Skyma. And John Martone apparently likes Xenoblade Skyma a lot, too. To which I did not honestly know that.
See, I haven't even seen this show, but I can tell that she's probably Tsundere, isn't she?
Yeah. She's a Ria Kugamiya character. If Shana from Shakugan no Shana, same voice actor. She also plays Nagi from Hayate the Combat Brother, Hayate no Gotoku. All
right.
So, yeah, she's pretty famous for playing Tsundere characters. Her voice is very unique and distinguishable. In any case, this was by far probably her most Tsun of all the Tsundere characters she's ever played. Meaning, okay, let me put it this way. Horsewhip. That's all I need to say.
Oh.
Horsewhip.
All right, I get the picture now. She likes a little kinky.
not quite in that sense either, sadly.
Aww.
Much to the main character's dismay. But rather in the pain.
All right, and
yeah.
I'll just rank this as a, I don't know, it looks pretty midway done, so I'll just give this a 3 out of 5.
I'm not going to really get to rate it, because I've never had an interest in owning certain Skyma figures, especially Goth, Meido, but, well, no, I take that back. Some are really awesome, but I don't know. This doesn't seem to suit her image in my head very well, so.
Hold on, I always have to look up the price on this thing.
Oh, probably 70 or 80 would be my
88
guess.
Bucks, dang.
Okay, so about 90.
That's too bad. That's really not all that bad.
Are you kidding me? What is this, a 1/8 scale or 1/6? If it's a 1/6, it's worth it. If it's a 1/8, eh.
1/8.
Crap. Is it Good Smile Company?
No.
It's
Excelia.
Oh, Excelica Meteor.
Excelica, yeah. I've never even heard of them.
To be honest, neither have I, and I have a lot of figures.
Yeah, I have
approximately 7.6 inches tall.
Yeah,
scale,
it's a very nice sculpt. Very well done. The frills are very well articulated. And they sort of cheaped out on the stockings by going with a solid texture instead of just, you know, doing like an actual
fishnet.
Well, not just that, but like you don't have to do a real cloth one.
Oh wait, it's
dimples
this,
or something.
Oh wait, no, this is an altar figure.
Oh,
figure.
It's an altar figure. Okay.
Excelsia apparently has a review of it.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
I just saw the highlighted text anyway. But
Brett, was that lightning outside? Oh well.
Yeah, that was.
All right, keep going. Yeah. Now. All right, so that's it for our main show. I'm your host, Moonstorm.
I'm Lunamoth.
But I thought we were going to talk about why it's after a strong
show.
Okay.
After strong... show.
Oh, okay. I'm Hiro.
And I'm Ro What?
All right.
All right. Break.
I guess we'll start this part. All right, after show. It is the strongest day.
Yes.
Strongest day ever. Someone explain that to me.
For 12 more minutes. Cerno, she's the strongest character because she is the early mid-boss in Perfect Cherry Blossom. She just is. She is the strongest. There is no doubting. Cerno, by the way, people, is from Toho, the series of shoot 'em up games, also known as Curtain Fire Shooters. Incredibly popular in Japan.
Or Bullet Hells, if you prefer.
Yeah, that's who. Same category, whatever. Cerno is an ice fairy, and she's normally, just to give you guys a frame of reference, is usually one of the weaker bosses in the Toho series of games. Yeah, she's basically mid-boss material throughout. And, yeah, she's laughably weak and is... Well, let me put it this way. The reason why she became associated with the number 9 and the reason why she's... All the Flash animations that have her have, like, all the other characters calling her an idiot is because in one of the original... In Phantasmagoria of Flower View, one of the Toho games, Toho 9, I believe it was, there is a picture in the manual of the user interface with numbers labeling each of the parts of the user interface and a description underneath. For example, it has a number 1 over the character that the player plays as and says the player character and labels health bar and shit like that. But 9 is placed right on top of it. Phantasmagoria Flower View is a versus mode, sort of, to see who can last longer, you or the computer, and you're both going up against similar targets and stuff. But you, each character has different specialties. And one of the first characters you fight is Cerno. And it has a 9 labeled on her in the user interface picture. And under the description it says Baka. So she became associated with 9 with the circle around it as Baka. And yeah.
That's
from there,
why
just...
9-9-0-9-9-9 is
yeah.
Strongest day.
It is Cerno's day. It is the strongest day.
Explaining it definitely makes it a lot less funny, though.
It does. You really have to have already been on a joke. And, well, that's pretty much 3/4 of Toho.
But
fandom.
No one else gets it if you don't explain it. I mean, everybody
yeah,
is...
It's better if you don't explain it, because the confusion is what makes it fun. For all the people who don't get it. It's like it's cryptic language.
Hmm.
But
like,
now, you guys know.
You are in.
You are in...
Yeah. You not.
You must play more Toho now.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the English patch. Or I mean,
I found the English patch already. I just can't do it right now because I have to shut down my computer and turn it to Japanese language mode, kind of.
You sure? Well, anyway, for those who are listening, in order to find an English patch for Toho, should you have the games already, a lot of them have been translated, and the translation patches are available on the Toho Wiki. If you just Google Toho Wiki, it's one of the first results. It has its own entire huge thing that goes into details of all the different games and stuff, but in any case. Yeah, that pretty much sums up Cerno. And, they make jokes about 9 all the time, because, for example, if you call her a 9, she's like, I'm not an idiot! According to all the jokes online. And at first, a lot of people were, like, lost. They're like, what? Why is she so hitting the number 9?
Yeah.
And in her perfect math class, you'll notice that all the equations that she does on the board, they're all wrong, but it's all because of the fact that she's counting in base 9.
That's actually funny there.
4 plus 5 equals 10, etc. Because
sometimes us computer people gotta count in base, 2.
2, 8, 4, depending upon which one that you're going fancy with, but in any case... Yeah, they have a multiplication problem. I'm trying to remember what it was, but it also ends up in base 9.
Yeah.
But it's kind of amusing.
But you know what's also great about 9-9?
What?
Our band Beatles hit up today.
Number 9?
The movie?
Rock band Beatles.
No,
the Beatles.
Oh.
You know the song on the end of the White Album? That isn't really a song. It's so much just a random... assortments of sounds together.
I'm not that much of a Beatles fan, sorry.
No.
Wow.
Well,
I've never really cared for Rock Band either much. Until K-On! Rock Band comes out, I don't really care.
That would be kind of awesome, though.
That would be
anime-based, or Japanese music-based Rock Band. That would be kind of awesome.
I would so play that. Nami Tamaki, Kotoko, you put them on there.
Yeah, there's too much going on the screen.
Jam Project. That would be awesome. Dude. Oh, man. Masaki Endo. Anything by him.
They got too many bullets.
Oh, you're playing Toho right now?
Yes.
Which one?
Perfect Cherry.
Are you playing on Lunatic just to see what it looks like?
No, I'm just trying to... I got to the second mini-boss and bait it without dying yet. I got max power.
Yeah. This is the symptoms you will be facing when you first play Toho if you have never played Toho. Panic!
I played Bullet Hell before. I know I'm just awful at them, so...
I still need to beat Ikaruga.
Yeah.
Ikaruga...
Ikaruga.
Oh, whatever. I don't... Ikaruga, yeah, that is technically the pronunciation, you're right. But, I don't know. I'm American, I have an excuse.
You get more Japanese words right than I do.
So. Yeah, I know, but I don't... Sometimes there's certain ones that I grew up saying a certain way. For example, I still spell Hiro H-E-E-R-O, not H-I-I.
And another reason why 9... or this month might be a special time for you, is that Dreamcast, it's anniversary.
And most importantly, before it turns to the next day, since we're coming up on the clock, at least in my time zone, it was also Ren/Len, whichever way you want to pronounce it's birthday today from Tsukihime.
We're just getting more and more reason why this is actually the strongest day.
This is the strongest day. It didn't matter with all this other stuff. It just already was. And everything else saw that it was the strongest day and wanted to become part of the strongest day.
No! I died for the first time.
It's no coincidence that all of this is happening on September 9th.
Yep.
Cerno has the power.
Yes, it is the strongest day. For the strongest character.
Ever.
Yes. I mean, how many other characters can hijack an entire image board for days? In any case. Also, I think it's hilarious, because on Pixiv, there's a tag that popped up today that was incredibly commonly used. It was used on almost every single Cerno image. It was quite hilarious. It said, I'd give this a 10, but I'm tempted instead to give it a 9 with the circle around it. Yeah, it was great. I thought that was awesome. Yeah, dang it, I need to find that special 9 again so I can post and show you guys what the 9 looks like.
I know, you posted it on the IRC already, I think.
Yeah, but I haven't posted it for him, so there you go. That's what the 9 looks like.
Just a 9 in a circle.
Yeah, it's a special ASCII 9. It's not just your regular...
What is the ASCII number for it, anyway?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. It's something crazy. I'd have to look it up, but...
It is not Alt 999.
Yeah, and it does show up in IRC, though. But yeah, that's about all the awesome I can think of for today.
Oh, wait, I got one more. I got one more awesome. Yes. Because apparently Ticketmaster finally decided to list the Pixies playing in a location near me. So yay.
The Pixies?
The Pixies.
The Pixies? Their band. Oh.
They're an awesome band. So there you go. I've been waiting for this listing for about a month and a half now, and they finally listed it. And I'm psyched because I'm going to go to the show. So.
Okay, while we're still on The Strongest Day, and this has sort of related to Competition of the Strongest, there was a thread on Anime Vice of the Strongest Gundam, or a Gundam free-for-all, who would win. And eventually it came down to a talk between the classics of... Or the classic battle, I should say, because I've seen it all over the place. Wing Zero versus Strike Freedom. Who would win in a fight?
I have no idea.
I'm just wondering, first off, are you guys familiar with both of them?
No.
Gundam Seed, Kira Yamato versus Hiro Yui, Wing Zero.
I'll just go with the Wing Zero.
Oh, well.
I will say that the real winners would be us because we get to watch it.
Well, I'd say that that's actually not applied in this one case purely because of the fact that Gundam Seed is okay, but Gundam Seed Destiny is a giant pile of filth that should never have been created.
Well, if it's just the mechs, if it's not any storyline or any singing or whatever the hell happens in Destiny.
Are you kidding me? No. They even managed to find a way to shame the mechs. You don't paint a Zaku pink and put a heart on it. You don't do that. There are certain things you don't do, and you especially don't
use... Wait. Let me get this straight. It's painted pink, and it has a heart on it.
I'm Googling Mira Campbell Zero, Zaku. One sec. Mira Campbell Zaku. I know that there have got to be images of it. Anything other than the stupid model kit? Something from the actual show? Yeah, it's pretty horrible. Oh, God. So many wrongs. Gundam Seed Destiny episode something or other the heck.
It's called the Element of Surprise, I say.
Oh, well, they've got to have an image for it somewhere.
Alright, but...
Yeah, okay, found one. At least at the model kit. It'll do for now. It's painful.
Loading. There it is.
God.
Oh, God.
Closed.
Yeah.
That is pretty bad. Ooh, yeah. Hey, $16.
Don't care. Not worth cash.
Wait. Not only say it was 1691, now it's 1606. You're saving there.
Almost a dollar. Kotatsu Neko Warms Up. Oh, I haven't read that yet.
Alright, so this one definitely loses. Okay.
Yeah. In any case, the worst mobile suit ever made, and courtesy of the worst Gundam show ever made.
Alright.
Gundam 00 Season 2 was close to taking that award away from it, but it's pretty hard to beat the whole Kira Jesus Yamato crap.
So it's hard to beat the glowing stuff?
Well, let me put it this way. There's a part in Gundam Seed Destiny where I guess the director or somebody changed out or something. The popularity was dropping for the show like a friggin' rock strapped onto a boulder, strapped onto the mech falling underwater. And, In one particular episode, spoiler, yes, if you really actually ever care to watch the show, stop listening to what I'm about to say now, but if you do care, then I have to say something is mentally wrong with you, so I'm going to say it anyway. Kira is in a fight with Shin Asuka, the supposed main character of Seed Destiny, even though Atherin has more screen time. He's fighting him in the Freedom against Shin in the Impulse. The Impulse, in the end, he's all emo mode, whatever, and manages to beat Kira in the fight. He damages his mobile suit incredibly, hitting the N-Jammer Canceller inside his suit that powers it, basically setting off a nuclear explosion that you actually do see happen. It's an explosion several miles in diameter, showing the big ships that the mobile suits are launched from being dwarfed by the size of this monstrous explosion. Kira, of course, is in this mobile suit, we're supposed to believe. It plunges the remains of it, I don't know how there's any remains at all, fall into the water. Now, later, I believe, I don't remember if it's the same episode, I think it was, maybe further on the DVD release, but I don't remember if it was in the original TV version or not, you see the mobile suit sinking underwater, the little bits of it left with water leaks everywhere, and Kira's like, wow, good thing I shut off the engine or canceler in time. I'm like, what? We just saw the explosion.
Well, good thing you shut it off in time.
No. He's literally sitting on top of a nuke that goes off.
And he lives?
And his mech is in shattered pieces for the most part, strewn across a 4-mile radius. And he's perfectly fine as if, oh, well, I don't have any radiation poisoning, whatever. I'm fucking Jesus.
Wait, is he in the suit still?
He is in the suit still. We're not talking...
in his Gundam. Is he in his Gundam still?
The Gundam.
Really?
In the cockpit still. And we're supposed to believe that he survived. Which is...
His mag turned into a bomb and exploded, and somehow it's still around.
Basically. Let me put it this way. His mech, if you want to go to the more analytical aspect... It uses phase shift armor. Okay, somebody stop breathing into the mic. It uses phase shift armor, as it is called, which is armor that's basically powered by the battery system in the mech. Or in this case, since it has a reactor, it infinitely stays on. But assuming that the reactor got damaged, that means that he's not getting any more power to it. So that means that the armor would be weakened as well. So on top of its weakened state, it has a nuclear explosion going off, and he still survives. Needless to say, it was total BS.
That was BS.
Now, to make matters worse, as if to rub salt in the wound, in the original Gundam Seed, the first show, No, I'm not going to spoil that, because that was actually...
That, and we're no longer on Why Is Today the Strongest Day stuff.
Oh, it's over.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Nope, I got to have a feel that.
Well, since it is no longer the strongest day, I believe we should call it a day. So.
I got an hour of strongest day. I'm going to go and, drink a protein shake and... Try to lift a 500-pound weight or something.
I'm going to eat cake.